Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the campus grounds of Gillespie Park Elementary School. We invite you to worship, praise, fellowship, and learn of the mighty works and teachings of Christ according to the Bible that's catered to children, teens, and adults. This year's mission statement focuses on determined obedience, where we do just that and do the work as believers in Jesus Christ creatively, accordingly, with fun and an abundance of love. We promise you, visiting us is an experience that you will carry with you for life. God bless you. Hope to see you soon.
Because he's our everything. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet and give God a hand clap of praise. Because he is worthy to be praised. I'm just so excited today. I'm just so happy. I tell you, this morning, Levi just touched my heart. I ended up picking Levi up this morning. Levi got to tell me some things in the car. And I said, all right, Levi, that's preparation, preparation. He said, I'm going to do my initial sermon, Minister Grant, and I got to have me a choir. He said, I got to have a choir. I said, oh, you'll get a choir, Levi. We'll get you a choir. And I just praise God for the preparation. And I just thank God, you know, because let me talk about that later, preparation. I'm getting to my sermon too quick. But anyway, I praise God for the youth this morning. And when Levi introduced me, he said that chain has been broken. I got freed up from the children's choir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because I got another great work that the Lord wants me to be in, but I'm a type of person, if ain't nobody going to help the children's choir, I'm going to help the children's choir. Because that is a preparation for our children's choir. So let's give God a hand clap of praise. And now I want you to give a hand clap of praise for God using these children this morning. And I want y'all to give Sister Elena a hand clap of praise for what God is going to work through her. And I just praised God when I saw the drummer coming through. Levi had got on the drums playing well. I said, Levi, we got another drummer. I was so praised God, the drummer came through. And then Levi, when he got back on the drums, he kept on playing. That Levi has got an anointing on him. He has an anointing on him. And I just praised God for it. To God be the glory. I'm just excited. I'm just excited today. Huh? I'm just excited what God is doing. Good God Almighty. It took me a good while to get that in my mind, but I thank God for what he's doing. Truly, I give honor to my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, and I give honor to the great pastor here, Pastor Kevin G. Well, the ministers, the deacons, and to all of you. It gives me a great privilege to stand before you. Our scripture this morning will be coming from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I ask if you would just stand for the reading of God's word. We praise God for Brother Webster as he led our response reading this morning. We just praise God. When you have it, say amen. Amen. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present yourself. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reason service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for another day of life, health, and strength. Another day that you are going to use us, God, for your glory. Another day that we're going to have a renewing of our mind, Lord God. We ask, God, that you just use me, these lips of clay. Give me the words to say and use me for your glory, God. For God, only you get the glory. And Lord, we just give praises unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to use for a topic today. Lord, I want you to prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, I want you to prepare me to be a sanctuary. Preparation, preparation, preparation. And as I was saying about Levi this morning, he was preparing, he said about his trial sermon and all this good stuff, but I was thinking back in the day when in church, the children, if the children was to get up now, like they do now, we would have some old folks turning up their nose. But if we would have had prepared the children like we are doing here at LFB, the world would not be in the shape that it is in. It's called preparation, a renewing of the mind. We need to renew our mind, church. And today as we go into our scripture, we're going to look at what Paul is saying. He says, in view of God's mercy, offer your body a living sacrifice. Now, right away, the word sacrifice automatically give or has a negative feeling. Oh, sacrifice? What is that got to, I got to just give up something. I can't give up something. Me giving up something? But we have got to sacrifice. But we have one thing we look in the Webster's Dictionary. It says, it is defined. It says, we'll find destruction or surrender of something for the sake of something else. A loss, to suffer loss, or give up or renounce or destroy, especially for any outer idea or brief. Now, if you look at the definition in the scripture, we will see the meaning as worship, offerings, devotion to God, submitting to offer your body a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual act of worship. We also find in Hebrews 13 and 15, it says, we see again that sacrifice is more of a worship or a devotion of God. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruits of the lips that open for fashion his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifice God is pleased. Offering yourself to God is to be celebrated as a kind of worship for the ones who truly gave up the sacrifice of his life, which is Christ Jesus. In the Old Testament, we see people making sacrifices all the time for sin. Now, there were very strict rules, important parts of making sacrifice. But the purpose for these sacrifices was to restore a fellowship with God that had been lost because of their types of sin. We have the burnt sacrifice, to make atonement for sin in general, to show a person devoted to God. We have the grain sacrifice, to show honor and respect to God in the worship of knowledge that all we have belong to God. We have a peace sacrifice, to express thankful of God, demonstrating peace and fellowship with God. We have a sin sacrifice, to make payment for sin of neglect, uncleanness, to restore the sinner to fellowship with God, and to show the seriousness of sin. We have a guilt sacrifice, to pay payment for sin against God and others, provided repayment for injuries of persons. You even see in the Old Testament, sacrifice was meant a kind of worship. A sacrifice was also an act of obedience to God. But the obedience is today an act of obedience from the heart and not from a sense of religion. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body a living sacrifice and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Now, just ask yourself this. And what exactly is doing or being just and right? Offering your body as a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing to God, this is a spiritual act of worship. It says, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. God wants us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice every day, to lay aside our own desires to follow Him, putting all our energy and our resource in trusting Him to guide us. We do this how? With gratitude, because our sins are forgiven by only one, and our truly only one that was sacrificed for our sins, and that is Jesus Christ. It was Christ Jesus that truly defined sacrifice. Destruction or surrender of something for the sake of something else, or a loss to suffer, a loss or to give up or to renounce or destroy, especially from the idea of belief. The idea was for you and I to continue to fellowship with God through our personal, living, loving, and obedient relationship with Christ Jesus. The sacrifice, the act of worship, we are to do the continue and personal living Savior, to have what God would have us to do in relationship. We have to love one another. We got to get to know one another and be obedient to one another. Because God wants us to have a renewing of our mind. Romans 16 and 13 says, it says, do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourself completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have a new life. So use your body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. We can look at different things I've seen on the news this week with Charleston, South Carolina. Here we have this Mr. Roof that 21-year-old goes into a church service. Say he sat there about an hour. He went into the church service, but he did a serious crime. He had hatred in his heart, which I'm going to tell you today, that's something that his ancestors had already prepared him for, which was a part of the enemy's trick. Hatred comes from how you train your child up. Now, back in the day, I'm just going to tell it like it is. Y'all can get mad if you want, but not only the white people is racist, we have some black people that's racist too. But God is a God of love. He wants us to come together. And I'm saying what he did, it was totally wrong. He went into that church and killed 9 innocent people. But what I want to tell you today, if you put on the whole armor of God and trust and believe God and know that God is in your heart, when you go out your door in the morning and you got to ask God for covering for you and for your children, because you don't know whether you're going to be able to get back and see it. So what I'm saying is preparing yourself. We have to prepare our children. Teach them right from wrong. And I like here at Love Fellowship Believers. Now, it's a time, like I just said, when you were going to the old church, you didn't see children getting up doing what they do here. This is a preparation. Now, if we had taught the children to get up and pray back then, if we had just let the children get up and say scripture back then, they would have had it in their heart. They'd have had love in their heart. Now we've got people that's got hatred in their heart because they wasn't teaching the word of God in their home, not even in the church. Now, I know back in my church back home, if you had got up, these children get up and say the scripture and do what I do, they'd probably tell them to sit down. But it's time for some of y'all old folks to sit down and let us teach. We got to teach these children the right way. And I thank God for our youth here at this church, because they, one thing we showing them, they can get up and pray and read scriptures, nothing there. And they getting the word in, and they got love. They know to love everybody. They know to love everybody. But I just, my thing, when I saw this happen to these people at that church, I prayed for that young man that did it, because he was used by the devil. Because you know, the devil, it comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He was used by Satan. But in my prayer, I prayed, Lord, while he was in the church just for an hour, I hope he got something in the spirit. I hope something dwelled in the spirit. Why now he's in the prison cell, I hope some more, somebody go by there and give him a word from God. Because there is still time, because he has still life in his body. Because we serve a God that's a forgiving God. I know some of you going to say, don't agree with that, but I'm just telling it like it is. We have a God that he's a forgiving God. We sitting here, every last one of us are sinners. We all are sinners, but because of God's grace and mercy that we are here. Now, we all sit here like we all this and that, but we all carry sin daily. But it's up to us to get a renewing of the mind. Once you get the renewing of the mind, and when I look at the renewing of the mind, I had to come to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday to get that renewing of the mind, to get the teaching of the mind. Because otherwise, I wasn't going to read my Bible. I wasn't going to listen to what I had to come to hear what the word said. But when you come into the house of the Lord, you are to hear the word from God and have that renewing of the mind. God had to change my mind in some way. Yeah, I was out here doing some crazy stuff. Thought I was doing something good. That's why I try to teach my daughter now. You got to do this and you got to do that. And trying to help her so she won't have to go through what I went through. Because when you're going through some stuff, just listen to your parents, young people. Listen to your parents. They done been there, done that. But listen to your parents so you can get a renewing of your mind. Get your mind in the right place. And also, I looked on the news and I seen what is the United States Supreme Court on Friday had they made something legal for gay rights. Well, I didn't get upset because they made it legal for gay rights. I didn't say nothing. I prayed about it. I said, Lord, you are God of all gods. God wants to use everybody that he possibly can. But we got to show everybody love, whether they gays, lesbians, whatever, drunks, whatever you want. We got to love. But I'm going to tell you something. We got to pray for what happened. Because if you read your scripture and you go to Genesis 18, verse 16 through 19, it talks about Sodom and Gomorrah. Now you had Abraham. Here go Abraham. Abraham and God loved Abraham, but it came a situation that his nephew Lot, it was some stuff going on that wasn't right. There were homosexual acts going on, men going with men, and God won't please. But what God did, he told Lot, he said, I want you and your daughters, I want everybody to leave. Y'all got to leave. But one thing about Lot, his family, he had his wife. His wife looked back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. But what I'm trying to tell you today, even though things happen and occur around us, we have got to pray and ask God to use us. Because we got to love one another. Regardless of what people are doing, we got to love one another. Because we got to show love, and when we show love, we'll show God. And once we get into the teaching, if you get into, come to the new members class that Minister McTim and Deacon Stacey is teaching, you will find what Love Fellowship Believers believe in. We welcome everybody into this church. Yes, we do. We want them to come because this is the spiritual house. This is where you come for your spiritual healing. And as I look back at John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, there was a woman. She was bought. She was caught in adultery. I'm pretty sure all you know the story. She was caught in adultery. And all these Pharisees just bought them up to Jesus and wanted to see what Jesus was going to do about it. But what Jesus did about it, he said, if one of y'all are without sin, nobody could raise their hand because everybody is sinning. We all are filthy rags. But because of God's grace and mercy, but one thing he did say to this woman, He said, nobody has condemned you. He said, but it's something. And I'm pretty sure if he said in the word, he said, I won't, no one's have condemned you. He said, but you got to leave and sin no more. Sin no more. She had to get a renewing of her mind that she couldn't keep living in sin. God don't want us to keep living in sin, which I say we sin daily. But what I'm trying to break it down to you is that we sin daily, but we can't keep it. Anytime you feel a spirit come on you, you got to ask God to remove it. I've been there. I've been to church. I've listened about, I'm a woman. I have desires, but I had to ask God to take that away from me until he sent me my husband. Don't I would have been in a world of trouble. But I praise God for the renewing of my mind that what I needed to do. Because of our union and our identification with Christ, Jesus, his sacrifice on the cross on Calvary, we are to no longer pursue our old plans or desires or our goals. We got to focus on God. We are now to live for his glory through worship, offering ourselves to God. We have to be an act of worship. Do you realize it is the very purpose that you was created for? Is to have a personal fellowship with God. But because of sin and our sinful nature, that's impossible. Yet God, in all his wisdom, he knew that. And he wanted us to have fellowship with him. But one thing that he did, he gave his only begotten son that we may have life and life more abundant. I just praise God for that. I praise God for grace and mercy. Yet God did what he did for you and me. Now sometimes you might ask yourself, why did he do this for me? So he could continue fellowship with us in a personal, living, loving, obedient way. It is because of the relationship we are to be a living sacrifice and offer ourselves to God. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house and to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now, Peter portrays us as a living spiritual temple with Christ Jesus as our foundation of every believer. Now, he offers yourself to Christ. This means that we should offer ourselves for to be a sanctuary to God. Peter preaches to us that we are spiritual house of God, that we are to be acceptable to God through Christ Jesus, that preparing ourselves to be willing unto God as he would have us to do. Now, a sanctuary, we look at pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, be a living sanctuary just for our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we look at, what is a sanctuary? A sanctuary is a refuge. It's a safe dwelling place. It's a beautiful place, a beautiful holiness and godliness. A sanctuary is a shelter for safety. It's a place that's set apart cleanliness and declared to make you holy. We need a sanctuary because God and sin does not work together. With God, there is no sin. We said, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Yeah. He is willing to make us a sanctuary church. He is willing. He wants us to be a sanctuary. He wants to use us to be a sanctuary because he wants us to change the pattern of our mind. We got to be transformed to the renewing of our mind this morning. Offer yourself to Christ. All you have to do is ask God to guide you and to prepare you to be a sanctuary. Then you will know God's place for you. Then you will be in a safe place. A safe place where you don't have to worry about what this world do. You don't have to worry about when you go out of your house. You don't have to worry about whether you're going to get shot down, spit on, stepped on, or anything like that. But if God's grace and mercy that kept us and keep us going day by day, offering yourself a sacrifice is something that is good for your soul. It is good for your spirit. For we know that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. 1 Corinthians 5:14 says, for Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. I praise God. I thank God for Jesus this morning. So what does it mean to offer yourself to Christ? Let God control your life, not from a sense of duty, but for a sense of love. If you love God and you love yourself, we would turn and have a renewing of our mind and turn from our wicked ways. I tell you, a lot of times I go through the day, I have to ask God to help me. I have to say, Jesus, help me, because it's hard. He's the only one that can prepare our hearts. He's the only one that can prepare our soul and keep us in the right relationship. We have to just call on the name of Jesus. I don't know what you were going through this morning, whatever your preparation is. It's stuff that goes through life that we have to prepare ourselves for. Every day you have to prepare yourself, because we don't know when the enemy is going to come upon. A lot of times the enemy comes upon us in all different kinds of ways. Sometimes he can come through you with sickness. He tried to kill me all, but God. But God. See, cancer don't have no effect on nobody if you know God. If you know God, if no sickness whatsoever can bind you down if you know God. You got to walk in God's grace and his mercy, knowing that God is God, that he is the one that's going to keep you. Because he's the only one going to keep you. And I praise God that when going through life challenges that I've been through, that it was him that kept me. I didn't even look back at, I didn't look at the doctor. I didn't look at the people, what the people were saying. I had friends crying on every side. But you know what my mind was focused on? God. Because he had renewed my mind. Let me know that everything's going to be all right. And when sometime when the doctor tell you one thing, but you better trust God going to work it out. Because I serve a Lord, this name, Dr. Jesus. And when you look at your finances, you don't have no money in the bank. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. If you just get a renewing of your mind, you say, well, it looks like it's zero up in there, but I see it's $1,000, $1 million coming this way. It's a renewing of your mind. It might not look right. It might not look like it's going to be the right thing, but if you get your mind renewed, I tell you, now look at Sister Felicia. She has her parents, and she taking care of her parents. And I know sometimes it gets hard for her, but see, I keep her the renewing of her mind. That's all right. You got some parents here, so renew your mind. They're going to be well taken care of. Renew your mind. It's all right. It's all right. And I praise God for our seniors here and graduates here today, that God has prepared them and gave them what they need to get their education, because it was renewing of their mind. Because see, they had to be prepared from little kindergarten children all the way up to now to get prepared for this thing. But see, God prepared them, and they're going to be great people of God. I can just see Sister Angel. I tell you, God has got something great for her. I see it in her spirit. Now she's going to come back. Y'all might think I'm playing. It might be years from now. If the Lord don't come back, she going to be a millionaire. She got great potential. Let me tell you how I know she got great potential. Because she knows the Lord, and the Lord is in her heart. I saw it when she got up here, when she's not afraid to testify about the goodness of Jesus. I see it. I see Brother Levi. Whew, and Luke. Pastor, I see we got churches all over the nation. Churches all over the nation. Because God has prepared us to get this sanctuary in our hearts and to go out and share it to our sisters and brothers all over the world. I just can't wait. I just can't wait. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'd be a living sanctuary for you. With every eye closed, just think about, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, we ask, God, that you mold us, God. Make us to what you want us to be. Lord, show us, God, which way to go. For God, we know that our steps are ordered in you, God. For God, we know that you will prepare us for a sanctuary. We need you, Lord, in our life, every day of our life. And Father God, if there's someone here today, God, that don't know you, God, as their personal Savior, God, we ask, God, right now, Lord, if it's in their heart and in their spirit, God, that they will come forth and give their life unto you, Lord God. For God, you are the way. There is no other way but through you, Lord Jesus. So if there's someone here today that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we ask that you come forth at this time. If not, we open the floor for personal decision. As we said, Lord, we want you to prepare us to be a sanctuary. Lord, we want you to get our heart in the right way. We know, God, we want you to renew our mind because, God, we see some changes that need to be taking place, God, but sometimes we look at changes and we don't want to go with the changes. But, God, if it's according to your word, God, we have to live according to your word. So, God, we ask, God, that a person that needs to be prayed for a renewing of their mind, that they didn't see things a little different than what they've seen before, we ask that they'll come up for prayer. Because, God, we all need a renewing of the mind daily. Because something that's going to occur, Father God, that our eyes may twitch or our mouth may say, but God, you got it all in control. So God, we know that renewing of your mind, God, that we will be changed from the world's patterns, but we will be for you, Lord, for your glory. We ask that if you want to come up for prayer, we ask that you do it this time.